Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Imp's Prison. I'm the host, Angelo, and this week I had on a guest who, well, he doesn't need much of an introduction. He's the loudmouth. He is the drunk bomb. He is everything that you've come to expect from heavy meta. He is their enigmatic, wow, that's a big fucking word, co-host, Kevy Metal. Second time he's been on, me and him have developed a decent friendship over the last few years between, you know, our cast and their cast, both podcasting, and it's always good to actually get to sit down and talk to him. It was weird. I was sick. I actually had the flu when I recorded this, and I really needed somebody who could carry a show, and Kevy Metal can just carry a show, so it actually worked out perfect to have him on. So hope you guys enjoy it. Take a listen. Hello, everybody. With me this week is another return guest. I believe this is the second of the season. And yeah, it's this guy.
It's me, motherfuckers.
So for those who don't know what that voice is, that's Kevy Metal from the Heavy Meta podcast.
Last Rockstar famedom.
Yeah.
No, never mind.
No, you're probably more famous now for Magic.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I'm more famous for Magic than I ever have been for fucking rock and roll. So,
yeah, but
take it where you can get it, right?
Right, I hear you. You know, I got told a long time ago by somebody, and I don't know if he was trying to turn me into jihadist or what, but he was like, if you can't be famous, be infamous. And I'm like,
Yeah.
He's like, nobody's ever going to forget John Wilkes Booth, right? And I'm like,
Yeah, no shit. I think it'd be fair to say I'm more infamous than I am famous anyway. Anyway, because I'm just a rampant asshole in the Magic community.
Yeah, you are that. But hey, you know, we all have our charms, right?
I'm a lovable asshole.
It's funny because I told my mother years ago, she would just yell at me and yell at me and yell at me and call me an asshole constantly. And, you know, the one day she like flips out on me and she goes, why are you such a fucking asshole? And I mean, this is during my years of just being a fucking asshole. I looked right at her and was like, well, you told me when I was like 5 to find something I'm good at and stick with it. Dude, the look on her face, like, thank God I could stop her arms from choking me because there was no way I could stop that look.
That's fucking awesome.
But last year, me and Kevy got together for one of these episodes. We had a good conversation. I think we ended up staying on the line for, what, like 5 hours afterwards?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, just getting hammered and just unrecordable stuff. Let's just put it that way. So I figured we'd have him back this year because if we could talk for 5 hours after the show, we could definitely put down an hour this year.
We could get another hour down. Then it was actually nailing down that fucking hour time block that we could actually record.
Yeah, that's always an issue with you. I figure start early and figure within 2 months I'll get you in.
Yeah, you started last year. I told Sarah, I was like, I have to do this tonight. She's like, you're going to do another podcast. I'm like, yeah, but it's only going to be like an hour. And she's like, yeah, She's like, I know how that goes. Like, the last heavy meta was 4 hours long or some shit. And I was like, no, this one's only supposed to be in an hour. I was like, and I've been blowing off Angelo for like, since before Christmas. Like, I've been supposed to do this and I've like, something keeps coming up and I can't do it. So I gotta fucking make sure I do it tonight. So
yeah, we was supposed to record the day after, you guys' big year in review episode. Mm-hmm. And then that thing got all fucked up. So,
well, that was, and that's what I told her. I was just like, cause the plan there was supposed to be, we were going to do, so that we didn't have to record on Christmas Eve. We were going to record, the year in review and split it into two episodes, which the plan was like 2.5 hours to maybe 2 hour episodes, but somehow we still ended up with 2 3-hour episodes. So we casted for 6 hours that night. Like literally I got home at 6 o'clock and we got off the line around midnight and like, you know, we split it in the middle and we kind of, you know, started over to do the second one and the fucking first one got eaten by the internet and couldn't salvage it. But then the following night telling my wife like, oh, hey, by the way, I've got another podcast I got to go to after I did a 6 hour podcast the night before. She's like, oh, fuck, no, you don't. So yeah, and then it was like just one thing after another. Every time we talk about it, I was like, oh shit, I got this going on or I can't. And so I wanted to make sure I got into it tonight and was able to do it.
No, that's cool. Thank you. I know like last week it was supposed to be a couple weeks ago or maybe last week. I don't know. It was the night I was going to do a midnight pre-release, and I'm like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's, yeah, getting our schedules to line up just fucking sucked. I actually was, I don't know if you listened to the Heavy Media, but we talked about like our pre-release experiences and stuff, and I had a blast with it, but I wasn't even planning on going. I was planning on going because we were going to try to get everybody on the cast at a pre-release, and then, I, like, later on in the evening, like, David was going to a pre-release in, Lancaster, a midnight one, Friday night. And after my day at work Friday, I was like, fuck no, I ain't doing that shit. I'm not going to fucking driving an hour and a half to fucking do a midnight pre-release and then coming back home. So at that point, I was like, well, fuck it. You know what? I'm not even going to pre-release anyway. I'm just going to get drunk with my wife and my friends, and I'm just going to not worry about playing Magic, and stayed up till like 3:30, 4 in the morning, something like that. And then, you know, passed out, not thinking anything. I wake up like 7:30 in the morning, like, I've got to play Magic. I have. And like, it was like fucking literally, I said it on the cast, but it was like, there's literally like Magic cards dancing around in my head. Like as soon as my eyes opened, I was all Magic, Magic, Magic. I have to go play Magic as fuck. I guess I'm going to go play this fucking pre-release today. So and it worked out. I ended up going and playing, fucking doing all right. Not great, but it was, you know, I had fun with it. But yeah, man, I don't know. The midnight pre-release thing, that's still something I haven't done because they don't have them here at our local shop. They just hold one pre-release on pre-release weekend at like, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and that's it. And because we don't have a huge, you know, Magic community out here. You know, hopefully when David opens Maelstrom, that'll change and we'll be able to get more. Because the store as it is now, is they're just like, it's just there. You know, like Magic to them, it's just there. It's part of their store. They do like games and shit. Like, you know, there's a small area full, you know, board games and stuff. But it's mainly it's like educational tools and like teaching games and just, you know, science projects and shit like that. And it just to them, like Magic is the reason they're probably still open, is because people come in and buy Magic cards.
Yeah.
And that's about it. So they don't put a lot of effort into it. It's not like a specialized game store. It's just the only place we can go here in town. So there's just not a big enough community to like fire off a bunch of flights or have a bunch of pre-releases or anything. So, I mean, it's the downside to it. So if you want to do something like a midnight one, or you want to do more than one in a weekend, you got to travel. But
I hear you, man. I used to actually play at a place that was a bait shop. Like, it's a bait shop. Like, you know, he sells like fishing and hunting supplies.
You know, I've heard of shit like that though. You know, people that talk about like, you know, a pawn shop that was a fucking, you know, that it was just also a Magic store, you know, shit like that. And it's, I mean, that's cool. Cause I guess, you know, there's going to be areas where that's how it goes. Like, you know, if there's not a, you know, you look at our community and we all come from fucking all different walks of life, you know. Like, you know, I know you fucking, you're more the fucking, you know, hands-on hard labor type guy, you know, like I am, you know, but then you've got like, you know, computer programmers, you got people like Maddie that work from home on their computer designing fucking packaging and websites and stuff. You got, you know,
T-shirts,
people from all
walks
of life.
Yeah.
Teachers that fucking, yeah. And so, you know, it just, you know, it's understandable that like, hey man, I run a bait shop. Yeah, that's my fucking family business, but I mean, shit, there's no Magic store around here. And me and my buddy like to play Magic. Might as well see if I can get, you know, endorsed by Wizards and start selling fucking cards and holding tournaments out of here.
Yeah,
you know,
really weird,
you already got a brick and mortar fucking store, which is, you know, the hardest part of opening a store.
Yeah.
You know, and actually surviving on your Magic sales. I mean, you have to really be like a face-to-face type store where that's what you do and you have a name and a reputation. There's a huge game community there. But I mean, when you got a town like this, or, you know, like where you were at with the guy at the bait shop, I mean, you almost have to have a whole different business to supplement owning a fucking brick and mortar store.
Yeah,
and you know, just Magic on the side.
His business was kind of weird. Like, it originally started out as like an old school card shop. You know, like baseball cards,
like
football
cards.
Yeah. And then he got into Magic slowly because, you know, he saw the demand and he's like, well, the hell with it. I'll start buying this. And he's never really been that into Magic, but he knows that every 3 months there's a hell of a pay to pay off.
Oh yeah.
You know, he's like, new set comes out. I know I'm going to make good money every 3 months by doing this. All I got to do is hold a Friday Night Magic every week and, you know, do one pre-release because that's all he does. He does one pre-release every weekend. Or right. Every pre-release weekend or what have you. But as baseball and stuff fell off, he started getting more into like hunting sales and fishing sales and skateboards and things like that. Like, you walk in this store and it's skateboards, it's bait, it's hunting equipment, and it's Magic cards now.
It's like a pawn shop, but all new shit.
Yeah, it's the weirdest shit. Like, you'd look at it and go, the only thing that makes sense in here is the bait with the hunting. Everything else is completely off the wall.
And I'm sure you get some customers looking at other customers. customer's pretty fucking weird. You got fucking, you know, Johnny Rifle comes walking in to get his fucking, his hunting gear, and you got some fucking neckbeards in the corner buying cards. Right. Oh, the fuck.
Yeah, and then the old lady from across the street comes in to get her eggs and milk at the same time. You're like, what the fuck
is
going on here?
Exactly. The guy's got a Vietnamese food restaurant and he's running out of the back. It's just all, hey man, whatever brings in a paycheck, brings in a paycheck, motherfucker.
Dude, that's the way he is. He's just like, I'm in this to make money. I ain't in this to be fun.
That, man. Yeah, there's places like that. Like, for instance, our fucking, when I first got back into the game, like when I first started playing back when I was in junior high, it was, they had, there was a store here in town, like on the kind of old town main street, that, you know, it was a comic and, game store. And that was back when they were like selling Pogs. Magic was first coming out. And then they got it. So, yeah.
For most people are not going to remember what those are.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking, oh God, Pogs. But no, I mean, they had like fucking, 5 or 6 video games in there. You know, they had like Mortal Kombat and fucking Street Fighter and shit. And then, you know, so the kids come in, play fucking video games. They could buy Pogs, they could buy magic cards, they could buy comic books. And I mean, it was the only store in town that had all of that shit. So, and it did pretty well. And then I don't know, you know, that place fell off at some point, but I was, you know, long out of the game by then. And then, Just Imagine, what that is still the place now, that, you know, is our local game store, has been there since I was a kid. And it's always been, it's like a toy store, but it's like not a normal like Toys R Us type toy store. It's just like weird fucking random toy. Like I said, for the most part, it's like a lot of like teaching aids, like, you know, the teachers will come in and buy to have in their classroom, whether it be like drawing books or like, you know, those like god damn it, like for like toddlers, you know, the high-end like wood toys, like that you find in like the doctor's fucking waiting room kind of thing. And
like Lincoln Logs.
Well, no, not even like Lincoln Logs, like this fucking, they're like where they got the little, the different colored like wires that are like almost roller coaster looking, and the beads go around on them. And they're just like, you know, but they're like expensive. My in-laws bought one of those for my kid fucking when he was a baby. And Jesus Christ, the amount of money that toy cost was fucking out of hand. But it's like, they also have like, you know, model rockets and fucking train sets. And it's like weird kind of toys like that. And then, they've just sold magic cards forever too. And that was just kind of part of it, cause it kind of fell in back then. It kind of fell in with those odd toys and games kind of thing. And, so that's how, you know, they got into it. And then it, you know, years later, I knew they were always there and they always sold the game. But then years later, when I got back into it, you know, I went and checked it out, and the way they had their shit, it was weird, cause like it's just a little back corner. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on. Everything just went fucking crazy static on me.
Okay, so Kevy broke the internet there, and we're going to return.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it's what he does. I don't exactly even remember what we were talking about, but I'm sure we'll go off onto another tangent at some point.
Bait shops and shit.
Bait shops. That's right.
No, actually, this is probably a good thing, because you know how long I can ramble on about shit. It's probably good if the internet breaks every 10 or 15 minutes, and then we have to restart, because then it'll just kind of put a fucking fresh topic in our fucking head.
Yeah, but we'll never finish the first one. It'll just be like rambling, and then like, where was the end of that story? I don't know.
All right. Anyway, so now we're going to talk about titties.
All right. I like them big. I like them small. I like them geriatric. I like them young.
Small or to blaze.
I just like them.
I just like them. I'm an ass man myself, but I mean, don't get me wrong. I love titties too. But given the choice, like the ass is more important to me.
Well, there's something you can, you know, there's a place to actually put things.
Yeah. It's like a shelf.
You could call it a shelf, or you could call it a brown-eyed hole.
It's true. You could call it actually a lot of things.
Yeah.
I called it the cement fucking on the last episode. We got into quite a bit of a story about that.
The cement? All right. I'll just listen to your show.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to that show.
That'll be.
I compared a girl's ass to cement that was getting jackhammered.
Oh, okay. No, I can understand that.
No, I don't have to listen to the episode.
Yeah, just bouncing quarters off of it and shit like, oh my God. We're pigs. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So like me and you really haven't chatted in, fuck, it's been 8 months at least.
No, it's been quite a long time.
What the hell have you been up to? I mean, the kid's probably getting big at this point. You've been married for a while now.
Yeah. I life is in fucking full adult swing. It's kind of crazy. I've been wild ass heavy metal for a long time. And at some point everybody's got to grow up, and I don't think I'm ever fully going to grow up. I still act like fucking heavy metal a good portion of the time, but I, you know, there's a time and place for that. And I, you know, aside from that, I've, you know, done a lot of growing up. You know, my wife and I, like, you know, we've been together for what, like 4 years now. Well, a little bit more than that, but the beginning was kind of off and on. But, yeah, we got married in, June. You know, had a fucking awesome little wedding. Of course, you know, no heavy metal wedding would be heavy metal wedding without I got in a fight with my dad at the reception, like full on fucking fist fight with my dad, and he got arrested. That's pretty funny.
But, sounds right, man. I know that's how my family is. We can't get together for more than 2 hours without somebody throwing a punch.
Oh yeah, it is. I mean, like, I get my fighting and shit from my dad anyway. Like, my temper and my fighting comes straight from my dad, and it just, you know, it was fucking, we'd been drinking all fucking day, and, you know, it just, he started popping off and mouthing off. I didn't want to have anything to do with it, and then it escalated, got ugly, and, you know, I've told this story before, I don't want to go too far in depth on it, but, yeah, we ended up fucking going to blows, and basically everybody trying to keep us separated the whole time while we're both like fucking just haymakers swinging at each other and shit. And then at one point he's like, yeah, he's fucking hammered, and fucking he decides he's calling the cops, and which I'm like, that's just a terrible idea, but whatever, fuck off. And then my lead guitar player Jerome was like, dude, you call the cops, you're on your own. And he fucking walks off, calls the cops, comes back and starts fucking lipping off to me again. Well, the cops show up, and he got rolled up, basically. And I mean, it was like everybody, like when everybody was pulling us apart, he kind of like, you know, and like really tried to, but as he kind of kicked at me, he caught me in the jaw and like kicked me in the jaw when everybody was pulling me off top of him. And so as soon as he kicked me in the jaw, everybody, like all of my friends, just fucking lit him up, and he finally kind of pulled away from it. And then the cops pull up, and this is a small town, and I've been through many situations where the police have like confused me with my dad because we have the same name, and they know that motherfucker. And then they're like, oh wait, you're not that Kevin Means. Your son. Oh, okay, I get you. So he's got quite a reputation. So he called the cops, and then fucking they showed up, and they just clicked him up and threw him in the back of the car right off the bat. They didn't even bother with asking questions until after he was in the back of the car.
So, we don't need a story. We know what happened.
Yeah. And so I was just like, well, I'm all, hey man, you're the one that wanted to call the cops. I mean, since then, you know, we've talked, he apologized, you know, I apologized, everything's cool, no big deal. So, but, yeah, I got married. And then, my wife and I bought a house in August, and it's the first house I've owned. It's fucking kind of cool to actually own a house.
It starts falling apart.
Well, it is.
Yeah, cause that's like, well, I mean, my wife bought one a while back, and like, I'm on probably my eighth year of having my own house. Uh-huh. And like now everything is beginning to fall apart, and like I'm scraping funds to like get my bathroom back together, and right. You know, it's just like, fuck.
See, man. I think I get where you're coming from there, but I think we walked in like knowing that like the place we bought, it's livable, but we, you know, we got a great deal on the place because we knew damn good and well there's a lot of stuff that we wanted to do, either just to, you know, fix it up the way we want it, or also like there's work that needed to be done. Right. But I mean, basically the weekend we moved in, all the dumb little shit like that, you know, that had kind of been decrepit and falling apart, like a bunch of plumbing stuff. I just fixed the weekend we moved in so that it was just livable and we're good. You know, now, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff I need to do. There's you know, it's got fucking AC instead of a swamp cooler, which is just fucking a nightmare here in the desert, because it's beautiful on those fucking muggy days when a swamp cooler doesn't do anything. But it also, if that's all you're running, you got $400 electric bills every month. So, I've got a master cool that I got to install and run the venting for. And I got, you know, like our shower and our master bathroom, there's like a little stub wall that comes out that's like had water running into it. So it's all fucking decrepit and falling apart. So I'm just knocking that wall out and extending the shower out. But it's all, I mean, it's all stuff we knew we were gonna be dealing with, you know, yeah, when we moved. And I mean, that's why, I mean, shit, the house is fucking, is a 4-bedroom, and then there's the back patio is an add-on that's where my bar is going, where I'm sitting here podcasting from now, but it's not finished. But it's, so basically a fifth room too, but it's a 1800 square foot, you know, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, and we paid 107 for it. So I mean, it's like, got a great price on it, you know, can't beat that. Like, I love the layout. I you know, we're set for quite a long time. You know, we've got one kid and we're planning on having one other one. And that's it, you know, and so we've got room to grow. You know, we've got a place that we like and a place that we can actually, you know, make our own the way we want to. We started off with a good layout, and so now we can just kind of go from here. And luckily I, you know, with my job, you know, doing construction, doing this as long as I have, the connections that I have, I can do most of the stuff myself, and the stuff I can't, like,
you know, somebody.
Yeah, like drywall and like drywall and texturing is one thing I'm just not good at. And my
really? Drywall is so easy.
No, it's easy to do, but every time I do it, it looks like shit. Maybe that's because all the drywall experience I have is patching holes that I punched in walls. But I'm just not real good with it. And I mean, I'm sure I could probably do it, but my cousin owns a drywall company, so fuck it. He could
do it. Yeah. I mean, the trick with drywall, and realistically, I mean, I've done a lot of drywalling in my days, and it's really weird. It's like anybody can drywall. The question is, can you mud or not?
That's exactly what it comes down. I've had to hang drywall, and that shit's cake. I mean, there's not much to it. You measure it, you cut it, you screw it up on the fucking wall, you're good. But if the problem is mudding it and taping it so that it doesn't look like a patchwork piece of fucking shit quilt on your wall, so that it actually looks like a continuous wall all the way through.
Yeah, I mean, I've walked into places like, cause before I started mudding my own, my boss, back when I was doing construction, what he would do is we'd do the drywall. He'd hire some guy to come in overnight, and he'd do all the mudding. So all we had to do was come in the morning and sand it. And I don't know if the dude got lazy, if he started drinking on the job. Like, you used to walk in and barely have to touch it. You know, it was like, wow, this is like perfect.
And then he started realizing, he's all, well, I don't got to sand this shit.
Yeah, before we knew it, like, we're going in with like heavy grit to fucking knock it down because there's just clumps of shit everywhere. And I'm like, just let you mud it. I know how to do it. And then, you know, that turned into a mistake too, because then I was working all late. We'd hang all day, be like, hey, you want to go ahead and mud it tonight? You can take tomorrow off. It's like, all right, yeah, I'll work 22 straight hours and then take a day off.
Yeah. No shit.
That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. Okay. No, but like, getting back to the house thing, like, I know when we bought our house, it was kind of the same deal. Like, we knew there was things wrong with it.
Right.
So we're like, okay, let's fix this. Like, I gutted my bathroom, redid it completely, you know, redid all my floors, redid almost everything in the house. The only thing that was like perfect when I moved in was the wiring, which was awesome. Like, I went down, I saw a brand new box, I saw brand new wires coming off of it. I'm like, that's great.
That's one thing I've got to fucking deal with is my wiring. It's not like nothing's like faulty in it, but you know, and I don't have like a super fucking aged like fucking box or anything. Like, my breaker box is fine. It's older, but it's fine. But my issue is every fucking one of these rooms, there's not an overhead light in any of the fucking bedrooms. They're all of the switches in every bedroom runs an outlet, which means there's no overhead lighting, which, you know, it's like, I just finished fucking running a chandelier in our master bedroom. And as I got up there and I hooked everything up, because that's the one place they actually had a fixture, and it was just a ceiling fan. Then I found out, like, it's hot all the time, and they were just using the little pull string from the ceiling fan to turn it on and off. So now I've got a chandelier hanging in my fucking master bedroom with conduit hanging out right next to it, because I don't have it hooked up right now because it's constantly on and hot. So now I gotta get up in my attic and I gotta run fucking wire through to the switch so that we can switch our shit on and off instead of just having it on all the time. So
you could probably, without even getting into your base, into your attic, I mean, you could probably junction that right there and then run back to a switch and then back out.
Well, see, the problem that I'm having here is, like, as I got up in there, they don't have a fucking box run in there. Like, the dude that owned this place before did some weird ass shit. Like, they, at some point, there was no overhead light. So the guy got up there and he cut a hole in the drywall next to the stud. And then he ran a piece of conduit from one of the outlets that's not on a switch, just ran conduit, Romax, up to it. And it just ran it straight in and then just mounted his fucking ceiling fan to the stud. There's no junction box. There's no nothing. And so.
Well, at least
I had this great idea. Yeah. Well, I have this other idea that I started messing with, but it didn't quite work out, but I might be able to make it work. Is, rather than having to do that, I got one of those, you know, they're made for ceiling fans where if it doesn't come with a remote, you can basically hook up a remote switch to it. Mm-hmm. So it's got like a box that you run all the wiring into, and then out of the box goes the wiring to the fan and the fan and light. And then it has a little remote. So basically it's just a receiver and a remote. remote that runs everything.
Yeah, it's just a junction box right before the thing, but it has a remote control. That's actually
good. Right, and it's a little small, slimline thing, so you can shove it up into the box. And I was like, oh, sweet, this is exactly what I need. Went to hook it up, and it's not quite working right. it's either I'm back to the same fucking problem. I'm either fucking constantly on and hot or constantly off. So I don't know if we got a bad one, because in theory, it should work. You know, basically all it is turning on and off, but I can hook up. There's basically four wires coming out of the box, and only three of those need to hook to the light. And one of those should be the fan. One of them should be the light. And then you got, you know, your ground and your fucking, your common or whatever. And it's, like, they're color coded for a fan, in the instructions. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, one of these two has to be it. So I hook one up, I get nothing. The other one, it's on constant and I can't turn the thing on or off with the remote. So I'm gonna have to fuck with it some more, or just fucking hook that up to a ceiling fan somewhere else in the house and fucking just run a switch. It wouldn't be that hard. I'm just lazy about getting up into my attic. I'm like, fuck, dude, I don't want to climb up in the attic.
I hear you on that. Like that.
I think what it's gonna come down to is like, because I know I have to get up there to run the fucking ducting for my master cool. So I'm gonna have to just make a weekend out of being in the attic and be like, all right, I'm gonna run all this fucking wire down where I need to. I'm gonna run this ducting. I'm gonna do everything I need to up here and just get it all finished, so I never have to come back up in this fucking attic again.
Yeah, you'd hope that that's how it works out. Like what I was getting to is like I fixed everything up in the house before we moved in. The roof didn't need it at the time, but now, like I said, I've been here 8 to 10 years. The bathrooms, believe it or not, bathrooms typically only have a 10-year lifespan. So it's beginning to really get nasty in there, to where I'm going to have to get in there and start ripping, you know, some wall out again and put some stuff down, you know, run a new exhaust fan. And then like my roof needs redone. It's just like, fuck, as soon as you feel you're done, you get like 2 years and then it's like, nope.
Yep. And then you got to start over again. Yeah. No, and that's, we did luck out on like all the things that do need to be, you know, done, like updated or repaired around here. The biggest pluses are as far as like the major things is, when we came inside, we noticed a few, like, there in the, like, popcorn ceiling texture, like, there's a few, like, obvious water spots that worried us. And then when we had the place inspected, the inspector's just like, no, you got, a brand new roof on there. It's got to be 2 years or less on that roof. So he said all those stains that you have on there are probably why there's a new roof. So we've got the roof on this place is, you know, 2 years old tops. So we've got some time on that one, which is awesome.
Yeah, you got
and then the other
years.
Thing. Yeah, the other thing that's awesome is out of all the major renovation type stuff that we don't have to do is, ironically, one of the things I do for a living is they retrofitted all the windows. So except for the ones on the add-on in the back, which weren't as big of a deal because it's an add-on. So they're all old, you know, big, huge open windows, because this used to be like a jacuzzi spa room. But the spa that's in here is fucking leaky and fucking fucked up. So I'm just getting rid of it. But, you know, it's kind of like a sunroom, jacuzzi room kind of thing. So these ones aren't updated, but every other window in the house is updated with, like, you know, dual pane, fucking low E, like, vinyl retrofit windows. So that's one thing that I don't have to drop fucking, you know, $8,000 to do, is fucking redo all the windows. But other than that, there's quite a few things to be done in here. But I mean, it's part of the process. It's a whole different story when it's your place, you know, and it's like, this is ours, you know. I'm not just kind of, you know, sprucing up a rental so that it's, you know, nice to live in. This is like, you know, you're willing to put that money and that time and that effort into it because it's, you know, it's your home.
Yeah. Just don't fall behind on it. That's the only tip I can give you. Cause like, as you start putting things off weekend after weekend after weekend, before you know it, you got one weekend where you're trying to jam 9 things into fixing up the house.
Yep. Then it all comes crashing down at once. Yep.
Yeah. And you're like, fuck, I can't get all this done. I know I got like 6 windows at my house I got to replace at some point, but you know, that's all a money thing at this point. Like changing out a window is so fucking easy. It's unreal. I don't.
Yeah, they're cake to do, but they cost the money.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like, you know, you see people who pay people to come in and do it because they don't know how to, and it's like, if you watched us do this, you'd let us do one and tell us to get the hell out. Because
I do it all the time. I do it all fucking day long, and it's like, you know, they're cake to do, you know, there's nothing to it once you know what you're doing. But I mean, you know, you see, like we were talking about earlier, you know, there's all walks of life. You know, there's a lot of my customers that I know, like, that in a million years, I mean, they can build a rocket out on the base. They're the engineer type that could, you know, they literally can build a fucking Sidewinder missile.
Right.
But, and design it. Yet if you asked them to fucking fix their garage door or their fucking,
they can't like, do an oil change.
Yeah, they end up in a cast and call you for help. Like, it's fucking, you know, know, there's just all walks of people that, you know, and sometimes, I mean, shit, even with me, I know damn good, like, there's a lot of this shit that I'm, of course, going to be doing myself to save money. But I mean, fuck, dude, there's a lot of times where I would rather hire somebody to do it just because I don't feel like doing that shit when I get off work. I do it all week long. Last thing I want to do is do that shit when I get home. So I'll just fucking hire one of my buddies that works for us to fucking come over and do it on the weekend. I'm lazy.
I hear you on that. No, it's funny. Like, I've paid people to come cut my grass before, so I understand that. It's like, you know, ain't you a landscaper? Yeah. Why don't you cut your
damn
grass?
Yeah, I don't want to do that shit.
Because I had a long week and I don't fucking feel like it, you know? Just come cut
it's
my
just like
grass.
Your mechanic's car makes all kinds of fucked up noises and clunks along the road and leaks oil because the last thing he wants to do when he gets off work is fix his own fucking car.
Right.
That's kind of how it goes, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you got lucky with the electric. I know I did as well in a way because, like, I don't know what it's like out there, but up in the Northeast, we have a lot of really old houses.
Uh-huh.
And we have an electric that you find in a lot of houses still. It's called knob and tube.
No idea what it means.
Okay, it's always hot.
Uh-huh.
And there's, like, it's not like there's an inlet and a return. It's just a, like, DC line run out of your box, and it goes over all these porcelain knobs that keeps it from touching walls and stuff, so this shit doesn't catch on fire. Well, you move into a lot of these old houses, and it's there still. And the first thing the inspectors tell you to do is rip that shit out. That's a major fire hazard.
Yeah, no shit.
So, like, I got this place. That was the first thing I checked for. It was like, tell me I don't have knob and tube. Because I've moved into houses in the past as a renter that had knob and tube. And
right.
It's like, you know, every day I'd go to sleep saying a little prayer.
Hoping you'd wake up.
Die, you know? Like, I don't want to burn to death every night. You know, like, every night.
No
just
shit.
Scared of it because I've seen so many fires break out because of this shit. And
luckily here, this place that was built in 79. It's not like, I mean, fuck, dude, this town didn't exist before the 40s. I mean, the base showed up here in like 43, I think, 42, 43. And the town didn't really even, I mean, there's some of the oldest buildings in town are like that age and everything else is newer. So, like, we don't have to worry about the age of stuff too much.
Oh, that's sweet. My basement? Mm-hmm. And I say my basement because the house has been rebuilt a couple times.
Uh-huh.
But my basement was built in 1890.
Jesus. Yeah, that's one thing. I mean, like, and it sucks on one hand because, like, I'm a history buff. I fucking, like, one thing, I mean, I don't know, like, people out there know too much about me. Like, I'm a huge history buff. When I watch fucking TV and my wife isn't around and I can watch whatever I want to, 95% of the time it's fucking the History Channel. It's fucking documentaries about shit. Like, I'm a huge history buff. So it's always bummed me out that my town is only fucking like half a decade old because there's nothing old here. There's not, you know, there's no history here. And I always envied people that lived, you know, like fucking on, you know, back on the East Coast that have these, you know, just readily available, just these historic locations and shit. I'm like, man, I live in fucking California. There's nothing fucking old here. Fucking especially here in this valley, you know, there's old shit as far as like, there's petroglyphs all over the place. But I mean, those are like way out in the fucking desert. I don't fucking go out there and look at fucking wallpapers. Pictures. I want to look at old buildings and fucking go to museums and shit and like,
that's grass is greener, man. Cause like I'm,
yeah,
here.
Exactly. Cause on the plus side of it, you know, I've got an older house and my house was built in 79. So
yeah, like I'm out here in the East and like I'm a huge history guy too. So like, you know, I get that even though the History Channel annoys the hell out of me because they don't show a lot of history stuff anymore. It seems like they show a lot of bad shit. Like, there's that one
aliens.
Dude, Scott, Ancient Aliens, and there's that, America Unearthed or whatever with Scott Walter, where he makes up all these crazy fucking, what's the best word I can come up with? These conspiracy theories on, like, you know, the Templars came here during the 1200s, and the Romans were here, you know, at the turn, or the Phoenicians, you know, 1,000 years before Columbus, and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I hate that kind of shit. And I say the History Channel just kind of lumped together. I actually don't even have, like, normal fucking TV. Like, I did away with that shit a long time ago, because every time I've had, like, cable or dish or fucking, you know, whatever, like, in my life, I watch, like, 2 to 3 channels, and that's it. And I don't give a shit about the rest of it. So I've, like, for the last, like, fucking 4 or 5 years, I've been running on Netflix and Hulu. I get my news off the internet, and I fucking watch shows on Netflix and Hulu. So I basically just watch all, like, History Channel-type documentaries. But that's, I didn't know that, like, that show, because, like, I don't actually have the History Channel. But it's all, like, History Channel, like, documentaries and fucking, you know, Discovery Channel documentaries. And just, I love learning shit. And, you know, contrary to, like, my, you know, public persona of just being a drunk fucking alcoholic, washed up rock star. It's, you know, I love to learn. Like, I did terrible in school because I refused to go.
And yeah.
I wouldn't do my homework. It used to blow my mom away. It used to piss her off to no extent because I would barely float through my classes. I barely fucking pass my classes. And it was because I would never fucking go. I'd never do any of my homework. I'd show up every once in a while and I'd just fucking ace all of my tests. And because I just would retain shit. I just retain knowledge. And so, and just dumb facts about dumb shit that I, you know, learned off of a documentary or shit that I gleaned while I was kind of reading my fucking science book. And I could just blow through my tests, which was just enough to fucking float my grade. And then I'd be like, all right, cool. I'm going to get drunk with my friends again for the rest of the semester. And then just fucking ace my finals and balance out at like a fucking C minus or a D plus.
Dude, no, I understand that completely. When I was going through school, I remember in eighth grade, I missed 118 days and passed.
Oh shit.
Because what I would do, cause like you go to school and it's like, they'll spend a whole week on a chapter in a book.
Right.
And I'd be like, you know what? I can just show up on Friday, read the chapter at home, come in, ace the test, and then I don't need to go back until next Friday. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's like how I did it. I would just be like, I'm just going to read the chapters in the book and I'll show up when I feel like it for test days. And I got through, but like, you know, my mother started getting fined because I missed too many days. And then they're like, we don't care that he has a 3.5 grade average. Like, he needs to be in here. And, you know, like,
yes, he's not here judge, so that we can make our money for attendance.
Yeah, I'm telling the judge, I'm like, look at my grades. It's not like I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm learning this stuff. It's just I don't see why I need to sit in there for 5 days while somebody goes over something repeatedly. So the dumb people in the class don't, you know, can grasp it. Well, I grasp it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I just don't see the point in me coming into school every day. And,
I think from what I understand, they've made advances in that. They've got like more ways to, you know, focus on different types of learning and shit that I don't think they had back when we went to school where it's like, you know, I mean, even as far as like, you know, like towards the end of high school, I went to like a continuation school where it was based on, like credits earned, not, you know, attendance at school. And so it's like, you'd go in and you'd work at your own pace. And you know, it's like this, you know, this unit is like five chapters long. And you finish this unit, that's half a credit, you know, and then you got fucking, was it like 5 credits per class per semester in normal high school was the way the system worked. So it's like you finish this unit, that's half a credit towards history or something. And so I'd be like, all right. And I'd blow through the fucking book and I'd get a semester's worth of credit for, you know, in a matter of fucking 2 weeks. Right. And so it like, I mean, it, and that was even back when I was in school and I know that they've like made more advances in it now, but that's, you know, was always a big thing. Me, like my earlier years of high school, that was like right towards the end of high school. And then of course, like an asshole, I dropped out, and then moved to Alaska when I was 18 and realized I was a piece of shit because I spent all this time growing up going to school and have zero to show for it. So when I got to Alaska, I went back and finished high school while I was there. And finally fucking graduated just so that I could fucking do something with myself. But it was like, you know, me, my problem was like, my parents were fucking like ridiculous strict to the point that like, I was grounded from, I would say about 7th grade until I ran away when I was 16, like literally continuously grounded. Like I would get in trouble, get grounded for a month or two, and then like, you know, a week into it, get more tacked onto the end, more tacked onto the end, and it never ended. And like my kind of grounded was, you know, all my friends would get in trouble for something, get grounded, and it was like, oh, well, you know, you can't have your friends over, or you can't use the phone, you know, normal life ensues, but you just can't use the phone anymore for 2 weeks, or you can't.
That wasn't,
you know,
what mine was like. Mine was solitary confinement.
Yeah, exactly. Mine was straight up. My parents took, like at one point, finally, my parents took everything out of my room except for my clothes, my bed, and my desk.
Yep.
And I wasn't allowed out of my room except for like dinner. You know, it was like fucking dinner time. Eat, fucking go back to my room, sit in there with nothing to do and just stare at the fucking walls and then get up in the morning, go to school. So it didn't take long for me to go, oh, well, I mean, if I'm going to be in jail when I get home, the last thing I'm going to do is go sit in class. So I had this wonderful system worked out where I finally decided at one point to I registered, like the way our high school went, it was like the normal day was like second period through seventh period. And then there was first period was actually before school. There were certain classes that they would run early. So I signed up for like a first period class, and day one, I think this was my sophomore year, day one, my mom was like, wait, what time do you have to be to school? I'm like, well, yeah, I signed up for this class. Like, it's the early period, so I got to be to school at fucking, you know, 6:15 instead of 7:30 or whatever. And she's like, well, there's no way in hell I'm taking you in that early. And I'm like, well, fuck off. Like, you know, and so I told her I was going to just drop the class, and I never did. And so what would happen if you missed a fucking class, like if you missed any periods during the day at school, this automated phone thing would call the house at, you know, like later in the evening, and it would just say, you know, your child, Kevin, was missing from one or more periods today. And it would always just say one or more periods today at Burroughs High School. And I realized that no matter what, it was gonna, my parents would just pick up the phone, realize the recording, and put it back, put, you know, hang the phone back up, because it was the thing calling every morning because my mom wouldn't take me to school early enough. And I was like, wait, it just says one or more periods. So I tested the waters. I was like, all right, well, I just won't go to second or third period. See what happens. And then my mom picks up the phone. Oh, it's at school again, and hangs the phone up. I was like, fucking sweet. It's on. And so my mom would drop me off at school, and I walk in one side of the campus, right out the other side, and I go get drunk with my friends all day, and then I'd come back to the fucking campus at the end of the day, get picked up, go home, go straight to my room, and just fucking hang out. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm just gonna go get my drunk with my friends instead of going to class. And then, like, then the end of the semester would show up, I get my grades, I get yelled at, I get grounded more. I'm like, well, what, you're gonna add 7 more years to my sentence? Like, eat a dick. And I finally, when I was 16, I was just like, yep, I had enough of this. And I just bounced. I just like rolled out my window later and fucking took off, went over to a buddy's house. Didn't talk to my parents for like 4 days. And I finally call my mom, and she's just all, yeah, I already made arrangements for you to stay with your grandparents. And I'm like, oh, fucking sweet, right on. Moved in with my grandparents, and fucking shit was golden. I actually had a normal childhood for the last, like, fucking year of my life. Or, you know, year of my childhood. Like, I was, like, allowed to do things, allowed to dress how I wanted to, allowed to go out and do stuff. And I don't know, I think that's when, like, everything kind of changed for me, because I spent most of my younger years like that when I was grounded all the time. You guys obviously know I'm a hyperactive motherfucker. And so when I'm in high school and I'm just this hyperactive kid, and all I wanted to do was hang out with the cool kids, and that didn't work because they just pick on me all the time because I was just like way too eager kind of thing. And then when I was allowed to kind of just do what I wanted to, I was just like, man, all those people are lame. I'm going to just do what I want, act how I want, you know, and just do whatever I want to do. And then all of a sudden those people started gravitating towards me, and it was, you know, it just changed how I thought about life, and it was fucking crazy. But man, fucking school, like high school, it was fucking crazy. I still just could float through fucking high school just by showing up every once in a while, blowing through some tests, and then be like, all right, cool, I'm gonna go get drunk with my friends now. Which is kind of funny, now being the raging alcoholic that I am.
Yeah, go figure, where'd that come from? You learn everything in high school, they say. Mm-hmm. And can you learn how to throw them back? That's weird. When I was a kid, like, you know, when I say solitary, like, that's how it was. It was like, I had a desk. I had my books. Like, they would never take the books out because, you know, you can read, but like, no video games.
Right.
No guitar, no TV, no nothing else. It was just like, read a book or go to sleep. And it's like, oh fuck, I can only sleep so much, you know? And like, I can remember me, yep, I would get grounded for like some of the dumbest shit. Like if I made too much noise before 10 a.m. on a Saturday.
Because, oh, dad, yeah,
that was the day my dad wanted to sleep in, you know? Yep. So like, it would be like, I would wake up, I would tiptoe my ass out of the house, jump on my bike, and just disappear. Because mm-hmm. if I didn't do that, I was guaranteed to get grounded, because there's no way I'm sitting in my room and not making a bunch of noise with two brothers.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? We're going to get into a fight. It's going to happen, and then everyone's going to get grounded. So it was just like, I'm just going to tiptoe my ass out of this house, and I'm not coming back until
it's dark. Yeah, I'm going to roll out of here, and I'll come back when it gets dark.
Yeah, really. It was like streetlights come on. That was another thing. Yep. Like, yep. If the streetlights were on and I wasn't in my house, I was grounded again, and it's like, fuck, you know? So now, mm-hmm. like, we had very similar upbringings. I mean, I didn't run away or anything, but I think part of the reason I didn't run away is because my dad took off.
Right.
And then my mother had to work all those extra hours, and there was never anyone at the house. So right. My place became like the party pad. Because mm-hmm. there's no way my mother's controlling 3 hyperactive boys who just sit there and fight with each other, you know? Yeah. It's like, this shit ain't gonna happen. So like, at that point, we kind of took over, but that wasn't necessarily
the best
thing.
We ran that shit.
Yeah, but that wasn't necessarily the best thing.
Oh, no, not at all.
I got myself in so much fucking trouble when I was younger that, you know, I look back on it and it's like, would I change it if I could? Probably not, because I lived an interesting life, but at the same time, there is some things that happened back then that, you know, like, would I have liked to go to school more? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I look back.
No, and looking back on it now, I mean, like my mom used to tell me all the time, like, you know, you when you're younger, you don't understand it. So you just think that they're full of shit. But she used to tell me all the time, you know, I wish that I would have spent more time in school. And, you know, of course, when you're a kid and your mom's like, you know, I wish I would have spent more time in school. You're going to wish you spent more time in school. You're like, yeah, okay, whatever, lady, fuck off. I'd rather party. And, yep. You know, then when you get older, you're like, fuck, man, she was right.
Yeah.
But you're never going to get a fucking wild ass, fucking hyperactive, fucking, you know, prepubescent boy to understand that shit. They're like, fuck no, I'd rather do this forever. You know, I'd rather just rock and roll and have a good time, you know?
Yeah, I'd rather go hit a baseball. I'd rather do anything besides go to school. Like, I remember we used to go into the woods. This was a big skipping thing back in the day. We would take off and, you know, you'd show up at the school, you'd round up your party, and then you would leave. And we'd go up into the woods and, like, build cabins and shit. And then we'd, you know, spend the next 2 weeks throwing them back in that cabin before we decided to burn a thing to the ground. And then we'd have to build another cabin.
Speaking of building shit, it's funny. I do remember at one point, too, when I was fucking, like, a buddy of mine that I used to hang out and drink and party with, at one point, like, for one semester of my, like, walk in one side of the campus and walk outside out the other and go get drunk with my friends, well, my buddy Kenny that I used to do that with all the time, one semester, his first two periods were the ROP construction class. And the construction teacher was just did not give a fuck. Like, he just, you know, he's a cool guy, but he just, you know, he's kind of like, let it roll, do what you want, you know. Instead, like, you know, we would leave and we would go fucking drink and we'd fucking hang out through the day. Fucking Kenny smoked a lot of weed at the time. I didn't. But like, you know, we'd drink, we'd fucking just, you know, go hang out at somebody's house where we could or whatever. But then he gets into a semester of construction and he's going to construction class. So I literally would leave or I walk into campus and instead of going to my class, I go to Kenny's construction class. And the teachers didn't give a shit. I don't know, like, he's just so out there that I don't know if he assumed I was in the class or what was going on, but I would just sit there because it was like, you know, it wasn't formal. Everybody's sitting around. It's like they get together. They have whatever project they're working on. Everybody kind of sit around some tables and he'd come out. All right, guys, today, here's what we're going to do. Blah, blah, blah. And I just sit there with fucking Kenny and we'd fucking bullshit, you know, eat our McDonald's and bullshit while he's going off about what we're going to do. And then we just go fucking, you know, pound nails into some shit for a while. And then, you know, it's like two periods long and then we'd leave and we'd go get drunk for the rest of the day. So I spent a whole semester going to a class I wasn't even supposed to go to just cause like, yeah, fuck it. I'm not going to go to my actual class. I'm going to go hang out with Kenny in construction class. So I don't have to do anything. Would have been smart of me to just enroll in the fucking class, but I gave that little of a shit back then. I was like, whatever. I'll just go to that class, hang out, and then, yeah, I'll just fucking roll out after that. And then we'll go get drunk some more.
I think every school has that teacher like that. Cause I know we had a couple of them that just didn't care. It was like, you know, and most of them were the older ones who were like on their way out anyway.
I see, like, he was an older guy, but I don't think it was like I kind of chose the wrong words. He's not, I know what you're talking about, the I don't give a shit teachers.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that he didn't give a shit. He's just so, like, he's not a teacher. He's, you know, he's not like your teacher that's used to dealing with brat fucking high school kids. He's like a guy that had done this for a long time and decided to start doing the construction ROP class. So he doesn't quite know, you know, how bad fucking high school kids will manipulate their teachers and shit like that. He just kind of, not clueless, but kind of clueless, you know, like clueless to the whole thing. He's like, hey, I mean, he's here. He probably is supposed to be. And if not, I mean, why would he be here? And just fucking, and just roll with it. All he was concerned about is, you know, trying to teach these kids a useful skill, be able to run a fucking screw gun and a fucking drill and a fucking hammer so that, you know, these fucking fuck ups that are not going to go to college have something they can do after fucking high school. And I mean, bless his heart. He's a great fucking dude, but he just seemed kind of clueless to like the teacher thing. So he just kind of let us fucking do what we want and literally be like that. You know, there were sometimes where there was a project that we'd work on and sometimes it's like, hey, you guys, you know, just kind of work on this or that or whatever. And we would just sit there and knock fucking nails into 2x4s for fucking 2.5 hours. Just fucking knocking nails into 2x4s, just hitting shit with a hammer because fuck it. Why not?
Dude, I loved my shot class. We had this crazy ass teacher. He would yell mallard and throw wood at you if you didn't have your eye guards on. You know, so like it takes a second. You'd hear mallard. You'd be like, mallard, that's an owl. Fuck, that's a duck. You know? Like, why don't you just say duck? I'm sitting here on a bandsaw and you hit me in the back of the head with a piece of wood. Do you think maybe my hand could go through the fucking bandsaw?
Yeah, it's a good thing my hand did go through this motherfucker because you can feel real stupid when I've got a stub and you got a lawsuit.
Yeah, but he was kind of that way where he was just like, you know, he took a liking to me right away because he's like, look, you're probably going to end up doing this because you don't go to any of your other classes. And, you know, he would let me come in during other periods and what have you, just be like, you know, go work on your project. I don't care. If your teacher comes, I'm telling him you're right there. You know? Right. And I'll be like, oh, that's cool. You know, like, I'm not covering your ass, but, you know, you can go work on whatever you want. At least you're in school and we know you're not out setting shit on fire, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one. You know, sometimes for the right type of student, the right type of person, maybe that, you know, that's kind of what you need, you know? It's like, well, at least we've got an eye on him, you know? At least we know that he's here working with wood and doing something. He may not be doing exactly what he's supposed to, but at least he's not doing some shit he's really not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
You know, cause like you said, he's the type of guy that he knows, he's like, this motherfucker is not going to be a fucking rocket scientist. This motherfucker is going to work with his hands for the rest of his life. So he probably doesn't need to be in fucking geometry class. He probably needs to be here figuring out how a bandsaw works.
Yeah. I mean, I spent a good year just rolling through his class. And then like the following year, we had 8 periods in our school. I spent my first 4 periods of every day in drafting class. And then I just,
all right.
Because it's like, this is what I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to engineer shit. Like, I need to be in this class. Aside from that, I don't see any reason for me going to these other classes. I'd show up for math once in a while, but like most of the days it was like, I'd go for my first 4 periods. I would sit there and do drafting all day long. And it's like, okay, cool. You know, got up working on the CAD system and what have you. And then I'd just leave.
It's like, oh man. I see. And that's the thing is like, I did a bunch of college courses, but I never actually like went to college. You know, I did a bunch of community college courses and stuff, but never actually went to college. But I realized like my mindset, like I would kill to be, like, you know, as you get older, of course, you know, you look back, I would kill to be in a situation where I could, you know, would have actually gone to a university. I would my whole life would have been fucking different. You know, I would have actually, the passion that I have for learning shit now, if that existed back when I was the age to, like, you know, leave high, not now that I'm fucking older, have a full-time job, a house, and fucking a family and responsibility, but in a setting where I could have left high school, gone to a university, and, like, actually done something different. I mean, fuck, who knows how it ended up, but, like, it's crazy that I, you know, looking back now, how much I would love to have done that, but had I done that, God, it would have been such a massive waste of my parents' money if they had it. Because back then, I'm like, oh man, I'm in high school. They keep tabs on you and you're supposed to be in school and they give you shit. You go to college, you fucking, you know, you're paying for it. So if you don't go to class, they don't give a shit. They're like, hey man, you ain't gonna fucking graduate. That's your own fucking problem. You're paying us anyway.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh man, if I'd have gone to college with my mindset back then, like actually gone to a university, man, it would have been such a massive waste of a scholarship or fucking somebody's money. But now it's like, fuck, you know, you look back and you go like, fuck man, I've done a lot of shit, you know, I've done a lot of drugs in my life, I've fucking been an alcoholic for a long time, I've fucking done the rock band thing, I've ran around and slept with a fucking lot of girls, you know, and I've had a lot of fun doing it, and I'd never fucking trade it for the world, but, you know, cause I am who I am today because of the experiences that I've had, but I look back at it when you get, you know, to be in this age, it's like, fuck man, I would kill to have been able to just to learn this shit, not even so much, you know, for the degree involved in a, you know, a higher paying job and shit, just flat out just to experience it, to learn it. You know, I would kill to be able to go back and do that. Well, and of course, later on in life, you can't.
You know?
And
it's, no, I get
like,
it.
If you do have, if you have any younger listeners out there, I hate to sound like the fucking old man that's, you know, preaching to you, but, you know, I of anybody are the type of person that's just like, fuck that, rock and roll, bang them all, you know, fucking have a blast, you know, just have a blast with your life and fucking go out and do things. Like, fuck, dude, I look back and one of the biggest regrets in my life is, you know, I know I've been told by a lot of people and I know that I have it in me. Like, I have the potential. I'm an intelligent person and I think that I would have done very well had my life gone a different direction. You know, not to blame it on upbringing or blame it on being poor or whatever. You know, had it gone a different direction, had I been able to like fucking actually pursue fucking higher education, I'd be a whole different person than I am now, but you know, I would kill for the opportunity for it. But then when you get further on in life, you can't, you know, you've got responsibilities. You know, my wife, like, you know, she spent some time like going back to school and like, you know, she's a lot younger than me she was able to do it because I could afford to support us, you know, while she was basically getting financial aid and working a part-time job and us, you know, still raising our son, me working full-time during the day and then being able to, you know, support her going to some classes during the day, some at night. She was able to do that. And, you know, now it's even become a struggle where, you know, she wants to, you know, she's got two bachelor's degrees and she wants to get her master's, but she can't here in Ridgecrest. So she'd have to commute or we'd have to relocate for her to go to university, you know, and she's got her family has the money to do it. She could get the scholarships to do it. She'd get, you know, made amazing grades. But it's, you know, we can't, we have a family and a house and shit like that. So you can't afford to just be like, well, I'm going to take fucking, you know, a few years off and just focus on education full time. So my fucking advice to anybody that has the opportunity to do it, you got plenty of time to fuck around after fucking college, but go to fucking college if you can.
Yeah. No, it's kind of weird because like I'm kind of the same way as you because I know like when I look back on it, it's like I wish I would have really, really, really like gotten myself into college and did all that shit. I mean, I took some college courses. Like I went to a college, don't get me wrong, but I didn't have the college experience that I should have had. And I wasn't ready for
right.
until I was like 25.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when I went, I was too young. I didn't care. It was just like, whatever, you know, and like, yeah, I got, you know, what I got out of the college. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I look back when I was 27, 28 years old and I'm like, shit, I would just like to be a career student. You know, those people who live off of like their parents fucking,
trust fund.
Trust fund, right. And they just yep. go to college for 15 years or 20 yeah. years of their life. Like, I would love to do that. Like,
oh, dude, if I could be anybody besides myself, like, fucking now and who I am, like, I right along those same lines, like, every time, like, I was talking about earlier, watching fucking History Channel documentaries and shit like that, like, some of the fields that I'm more interested in, fuck, dude, I would love to just be a professor in some random shit, like, World War II history. I love it. And I would fucking kill to have the ability to have just, you know, gone to the right schools, gone to the right classes, done the right studying so that like when I'm watching a World War II documentary, I'm the motherfucker that shows up that knows everything about this battle that happened.
Right.
Because that shit interests me. And I'm like, man, to be able to just fucking have that educational experience, to have that fucking knowledge is just fucking amazing to me. It's well, like, I wish that I could do that.
The real kick in the teeth is the fact that like, I know with a lot of fields, like astrophysics, mm-hmm. I know as much as a lot of professors out there in astrophysics because I take the time. I mean, I have this huge thing of knowledge in front of me, you know, called the internet. And I take right. the time to read over all this stuff and to find out what's going on and, you know, to really see mm-hmm. what's going on in the field of astrophysics. But the problem is with that, I don't have a piece of paper that proves that. And that's
right,
the kick
right,
in
right.
the teeth. It's like, I know as much as that dipshit over there. Like, I can tell you what's going on. It's just, I don't have a piece of paper that says
I don't
from
have
somebody the, else.
Right. That is somebody that's a quote unquote, like trusted institution, you know, that says, you know, this person knows all the things that they say they do.
Right. And that's really the shame is like, you know, I know like in the world of, you know, use the culinary world.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of chefs out there that go to school, but there's also a lot more chefs who start as a busboy in some bad restaurant. And by the time they're 35, they become Anthony Bourdain. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Where you can't do that in the type of fields that I'm interested in. And it's really a
oh,
shame.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's
you like, have to have the documentation to show that you are the expert. That, you know, whereas, like, you know, in the culinary industry, the proof is in the pudding, no pun intended, you know?
Quite it's literally.
Like you, yeah. You, like, you flat out, like, you can prove yourself, you know, by making a few dishes and, you know, having, you know, walking through it with somebody, you know, in a matter of fucking a few hours, you could walk through with an expert in the field and be like, this is why I'm doing this, this is what I'm doing now. Taste this. Boom. Oh my God. It's amazing. Yeah, I know. I made it. And there you go. You know, you could fucking. You can pursue a career there, like you can prove yourself that easily, you know, but then when it comes to, like you said, like some of the fields you're interested in, like most fields like that, like it doesn't matter how much you know, you have to have the documentation, you know, because you know, nobody wants to hear from, I mean, just to go back to like the example, like on a documentary, nobody wants to hear from random guy that knows a lot about this. They want to hear from fucking Professor so-and-so fucking, you know, at this university.
Yeah. You know,
you know,
this and that. Yeah.
To be a credible source, it needs to be that. Not to be like this guy that read a lot of shit on the internet and knows more than Professor so-and-so. It's just, yeah, it doesn't carry the same fucking weight as a fucking, you know, a PhD.
Yeah. And it's really a shame because it's not like you say you're really into World War II. It's not like you couldn't sit down, you know, over a year and literally read about every single battle in World War II and the back politics and everything like that, if you spent 2-3 mm-hmm. hours a day doing that, you would know as much as literally anybody on World War II.
The fucking planet. Yep.
There's only so much information out there about World War II, so you could learn all of that. But because you never, you know, like I said, went to some college to get a piece of paper that says that, I think that's kind of messed up myself. Like, I feel like...
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. And I mean, it's one of those fucking fatal flaws in the system that, like, I don't think that's one of the things that I don't think will ever change. I'm hoping
with the expansion of the internet mm-hmm. and just the sheer knowledge base that, you know, people do have access to, that in the future, probably not in our lifetime, but in the future, people would be more open to saying, hey, you know what? I mean, you know, instead of going in and getting hired, because I know, like, when you go to a union hall, you take a test. Mm-hmm. You know, like, most fields will just have a test where it's just like, right. I don't care what piece of paper you got. Come in, pass this test. If you can pass this test, then we'll consider you for, you know, employment. Like, that's how right. I feel it should be more like that, because there is a wealth of knowledge out there that, you know, exactly. any Joe Schmo can get now. It's not like, you know, 100 years ago where you literally had to go to college to learn about advanced physics or ancient history or things like that. You can find all that shit out right now.
I think the biggest problem there, and I guess it depends on the field too, but some of the fields we're talking about, the biggest problem there is that you've got, you know, whether you're talking, when you're talking like a union hall, you know, there are jobs all over in every town in the country that need, you know, those union workers. So it's like, yeah, you know, you pass this test, you show you know the knowledge, and you know, you're good to go. Whereas, like, being an expert in, you know, like, okay, astrophysics might be a little different story when you're going into, like, you know, if you're trying to get a job that involves that. But whether you, like, when you're trying to be a professor at something, you know, when you're a professor at a university or whatever, I mean, there are only so many of those jobs open. So what they're going to do is they're going to, and I think forever till the end of time, they're going to just, it's like a boys club, you know, the old boys club, where it's like, they're going to take the reputation of the institution long before they're going to take this rogue fucking guy that went to community college and then fucking figured out all this shit on the internet that knows more than the next guy. But, you know, I think that piece of paper is always going to have to be there. Like, that degree is always going to have to be there for those fields, just because, I mean, there's, you know, the jobs are few and far between. So, you know, to keep their own clout, they're going to want you to have some clout behind you as opposed to just knowing the shit that you do. But
forgetting that some of the greatest minds of all time never made it out of, like, the fourth grade. Isaac Newton.
Right.
You know? Right. Einstein failed high school. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like...
And yet, still, but I think you might be right. We're headed in a direction where, like, you know, with the, like you said, the wealth of knowledge on the internet, I mean, it's still a ways off, but the first steps are there, you know? The fact, like, you got, like, University of Phoenix, where it's fucking all online shit. Like, flat out, you know, you can get your fucking degrees strictly online. You don't have to step foot on a fucking college campus. At this point, you know, in time, it's still new enough that it's like, you know, if you, you know, having a degree is having a degree in certain jobs. You know, if you're going for a certain job, having a degree or not having a degree doesn't matter whether it came from Harvard or it came from the University of Phoenix online. It's still the same fucking degree, and you're still going to be hired the same way, you know, depending on the rest of your qualifications. But I, like, it's still, you know, like, getting an online degree is still not, like, looked too highly upon.
Yeah, still
compared to a traditional degree. But I think that, you know, you look at some of the advances in every, you know, the rest of the world with technology and shit like that in the last fucking 10 years, you know, we never would have thought we'd be where we are now 10 years ago, with, you know, like, fucking smartphones and shit like that. So when you talk advances in, like, technology, like, literally the technology and the acceptance of that technology might change, you know, in the next 10 years, where an online degree is more the accepted norm, you know, at some point, because so many people are doing that, because so many people, you know, don't have the money to go to fucking, you know, their family doesn't have the money, or they can't get the scholarships to go to a fucking prestigious 4-year fucking university right after fucking high school, and then proceed to drink their asses off through 4 years of their fucking daddy's money, and then still be fucking, like, worthless in their field, but because they showed up for enough fucking credits, they got a fucking diploma, you know, that kind of shit. Like, you know, then you, like, I mean, you see it in, like, a lot of the newer age, like, corporate settings nowadays. You know, you got fucking, you know, your classic corporate structure, and you got, like, you know, places like Apple and Google that are just like, oh no, we accept all sorts of fucking people that are weird and eccentric, and they'll do all kinds of weird shit. You can write ride a bike around the fucking thing, and we've got a fucking air hockey table in the middle of the fucking lobby that everybody can just hang. It's just a whole different mindset on things. And I think that, you know, maybe you're right. That will translate into, not air hockey tables in the middle of the classroom, but it'll translate into, like, that same mentality will translate into education and degrees and the way people look at degrees, you know, 10 years in the future. You know, more and more these online universities start showing up and people start realizing that some of these fucking beautiful mind prodigy motherfuckers are earning their degree online because they just don't feel like leaving their fucking basement. But the bottom line is, we need the best motherfucker on the planet to do this job. And the best motherfucker on the planet to do this job is the beautiful mind motherfucker that lives in his basement in South Dakota. And we're going to hire him to do it from his basement because he can.
Or he could just be the smart guy who said, you know what, I'm getting an online degree because I don't feel like being in debt until I die.
Yeah, exactly.
You got
to figure that a lot of that, like I was saying before, like that whole old boys club about the fucking university, like, you know, major universities and stuff like that. When every student is paying that kind of money into that fucking, that university for the clout of what that university's name is, you know that the people that are running that university probably have a fairly large amount of money and influence on the people that are hiring from these companies. And so it's kind of that circle unit. Same shit with politics and lobbyists and fucking, you know, corporations that have their fucking fingers in politics. It's the same goddamn thing. You've got, you know, the old boys club that fucking, you know, the alma mater from Harvard. Of course, they're going to want to hire Harvard alums. They don't want to hire some asshole from fucking University of Phoenix online. They want to hire a fucking guy from Harvard that went through the same shit he did. But at some point, that generation is finally going to die out. And people that are our age group, when we're, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, when we're the old boys running the country, this shit's going to be a lot more accepted.
Hopefully. Well, I think...
Holy shit, we went on a fucking crazy tear.
Yeah.
Shit.
So from bait shops to Harvard, I think that's a good place to end the cast. don't ask me how we got there. It just kind of happened. Kevy, you want to tell people where they can get a hold of you, where they can hear you each and every week, what have you, put out your contact info.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now. I'm fucking Kevy Metal. You can find me on Twitter, Kevy Metal on Twitter, with two L's, by the way, because some asshole has just Kevy Metal. Kevy Metal on Twitter. Basically that's the only place you're going to find me because I'm on Twitter fucking, you know, 50 to 60 times a day. I don't touch my Facebook account, although it's there. I rarely ever go on fucking Facebook. And, that's about it. Fucking, I'm not going to give you my phone number so you can text me. So yeah, hit me up on Twitter. If you want to listen to my podcast, if you haven't listened to it, it's Heavy Meta. We're on MetaDeprived.com. You can find it there. You go to iTunes and get it from iTunes as well. I'm sure there's other places you can find it too, but I am not smart enough to know where those are. Hit me up though. Like if you're a listener, you know, of fucking the Pit Imps or the Imps Prison and you haven't heard of us or you haven't heard of me and you liked hearing me talk tonight, you know, hit me up on Twitter. I'm more than happy to fucking talk to everybody on Twitter as long as I'm not busy. And then I'll get back to you later. Unless you're Angelo, then I'll keep blowing you off for a month.
Fucker. This is how he treats his friends. You're not his friend.
I'm nice as shit to you if you're just, you know, a fan or somebody that wants to become friends, but just be forewarned, like, once we become friends, I'm gonna treat you like shit.
Well, if you wanted to get a hold of me, you get a hold of me at Gongsuo on Twitter. That's GANKSUOU. Same deal with Magic Online, where you can join the Pit Imps clan if you'd like to. Also, you can listen to me each and every week on the Pit Imps podcast. And you can get a hold of me.
Legit. Listen to it.
Yeah. You can get a hold of me at pitimppodcast@gmail.com if you got something a little long form. Also, I have a GoFundMe out there to build the Pit Imps a studio in-house. So we're going to do like an in-house recording thing. Please help us out with that. Every $5 goes a long way, believe it or not. Aside from that, I guess I'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks. I want to thank Kevy for coming back on. You know, it's always good to chat with, you know, an old friend here and there. And, you know, I'd like to thank his wife for letting him.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a force to be reckoned with.
Hey, man, you got to keep her happy.
Goddamn
life is
right.
Not good if she's not happy.
Yeah, happy wife, happy wife.
That's it. So I'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.